Pedersen. He, his father, and his grandfather had cattle that they kept up in the mountains near, where was it, Mr. Pedersen?
Ivy Branch.
Okay. Now, was the ground fertile there?
Yes, it was extremely fertile.
It was all bluegrass?
Some of the rocks and some of the bush. Now, around the left front was all poured, all along it.
Did you have tenant farmers to take care of the cattle?
Yes, ma'am. They were lived all over the place.
All right. What were some of their names? Do you recall?
Ashby Verger. So, Ashby.
Frazier. Okay.
And Larry Garrison.
And Garrison.
Yes, Larry Garrison. These two Larry Garrison lived all over the place. Baldy and Larry.
Okay.
Lived all over the place. Andrew Frazier lived there. They're on the other side of the mountain. George Frazier.
All right.
Lived all over the place.
Now, did you ever visit these families?
Yes, indeed.
Did they have large families?
Right, large families, yes, ma'am.
How large is large?
They had about 8 children.
That is large.
Yes, they had 8 children.
What were the houses like? Were they log houses?
Just made up of log houses. Took about, some had 2 rooms in, some had rooms downstairs, some had a room upstairs.
Yeah.
Right. Had a shop and shop room.
Did they raise vegetables?
Yes, they raised good vegetables. Tomatoes, beans, and corn, and tomatoes.
Cabbages?
Turnips, and cabbage. Yes, ma'am.
Do you know how they kept those vegetables over the winter? Did they dig a trench?
Yeah, part of a trench.
Uh-huh.
Put his cabbage upside down.
Yeah.
They had beans. They used to dry beans. Pick them when they're dry. They take all the strings and hang them in shape when they're dry.
Yeah.
That is wintertime beans.
Yeah.
And then they have beans, the dry beans, just haul them up and get them.
Mm-hmm. You said they strung the beans up?
On a string.
On a string.
If they don't sell them all, they go and get strings up at all.
Yeah.
Just hang them up, all them up in the cage. Gave a tree.
Yeah.
Just guy that took them in.
Yeah.
I think you put them in a sack or something to keep them or use them.
Yeah. Would you say that they ate well? Had good meals?
Sometimes they didn't, sometimes they didn't. Down in the summertime, they had a lot of tomatoes, carrots, eat very well.
Uh-huh.
Wintertime, things are running short, sometimes they didn't have very much.
Did they make sauerkraut?
Yes, they made sauerkraut.
Uh-huh.
Yes, indeed. Put that in a tub and give it the house.
Yeah.
Right behind the door.
Now, you say that in the winter, sometimes they didn't have much to eat, yet
yes.
They saved their vegetables in the trench.
Yes, sir.
And did they raise hogs?
Yeah, the old they all had a hog or two, they wasn't.
Well, they didn't, then they had that to eat.
Yes, that didn't last very long ago. About 8 children, 1 or 2 hogs, didn't last very long.
Did they have chickens?
Oh, some of them had a few, not very many. 5 or 6, 8, something like that.
How about beef? Did they ever eat beef?
No, never ate beef.
No.
Never ate beef.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. And yet you took your cattle up there in the summer, right? Or in the spring?
About last April.
Uh-huh.
It stayed there about 4th of December.
Yeah.
November.
Yeah. And then you bring them back.
Yeah, bring them back and put them here.
Roughly. believe, have you any idea how many acres you had up there?
Oh, let me see. About 22, 2400 acres.
Uh-huh, right. How near were these houses of your tenant farmers? About a half a mile apart?
Some of them was a half a mile, some of them was a mile apart.
Uh-huh. Would they contact each other by blowing a whistle?
Oh, sometimes they'd blow a horn or something, have a little horn they blowed.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're coming.
Yeah, right.
And then some of them blow a little horn. They'd get together on Saturday and play the fiddles and guitars and have a free-for-all dance.
They did?
Yes, they did. Yes, they have a free-for-all.
Okay, now did they have drink any moonshine at these dances?
Yes, they did. Drank a little moonshine.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It was square dancing that
they did. Yeah, square dancing. Yeah. I'm telling you, you come home now, sure, yes, the old lady get her forward and hold out.
Oh, great. They had apple trees then.
Yeah, the apple trees, they made apple butter.
Yeah, well, we'll go into that in a minute. I'm still following up this moonshine.
Oh, okay.
Did they make the moonshine themselves?
Yeah, them all make the moonshine.
Right.
Trouble make brandy out of apples.
Yeah. All right. And did they make peach brandy, too?
I never heard of much peach brandy. A few trees had about it. I gave. You eat them up or
yeah.
Get away with them somehow. What you do?
Did they raise wheat and rye?
Yeah, no, they didn't raise any wheat. They didn't raise any wheat. Once in a while, they raised the rye. Yeah. Raised corn.
Mm-hmm. And did they use the corn for their moonshine?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That's why they got hungry in the winter.
Yes, indeed. They fed home.
Yeah.
On corn.
Yeah. And did they take some corn down to a miller to have it ground into cornmeal?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They take a little corn out of Cajun and have it ground.
Yeah.
Yes, corn.
Do you know if they paid cash to the miller? Or did the miller take about 10% of the...
I already took so much toll.
Yeah.
So much toll.
Yeah.
He didn't pay cash.
Yeah, they didn't pay cash.
No, they didn't pay cash.
How about stores? Were there stores at the foot of the mountain?
The most store above... Oh, 8-10 miles from up in there.
Would they walk to the store?
Sometimes they walk up, sometimes they go on a horse and ride up.
Okay. Would they take produce down to the store and sell it?
Oh, sometimes they take kisses out. Big kisses and take them out.
Yeah.
A cabbage, you sell a lot of cabbage sometimes in the native.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, would they get cash for this? Or?
Yes, ma'am, get cash for this. Yes, ma'am.
They got cash.
Yes, ma'am. They got cash. They also, sometimes they just buy whatever, took out the dry goods.
Yeah.
Something like that. Sometimes they got cash for it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, did the women make clothes?
Oh, they mostly got old secondhand clothes somewhere.
Okay. Were there missions near there?
There's one mission over on the other side. That old home mission house. Hey, everybody be up in there a good bit.
Yeah.
We took the girls over and trained them and different things, cook and make clothes.
Yeah. And would the mission supply them with clothes?
Sometimes it would, yes, ma'am.
Right. Oh, this, you don't know what you're doing for us. We thank you. Now, apple butter. They made apple butter.
Yes, ma'am, they made apple butter.
Did they make a party out of it?
Oh, yes, they have a party on that thing sometimes. Yes, ma'am. Drink cider.
Yeah.
Drink cider.
Yeah. And
then sometimes they get to fighting some kettle and still have water.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you ever go to the apple butter boiling?
Often once, twice.
Yeah. Did they do it in the evening or during the day?
I start here pretty early in the morning, right up into the night sometimes. Sometimes they start drunk for a quit.
Yeah, right. How about it if a couple were using the paddle and the paddle touched the side of the kettle? What happened?
They had to take that out.
Did they kiss? Get a kiss?
Oh, sometimes they did, sometimes they just smack them side the head.
Oh, dear. But they all had fun. Did they do much visiting?
Oh, yes. On Saturday evening, went to all the places in the mountains come in. Yes, sometimes these go to other places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Then the whole family go.
Yes.
Some take homes and all with them.
Uh-huh, yeah. If they visited somebody, and that person was busy like, shucking corn, would they help?
No, they all quit.
They all quit?
Yeah, they all quit. And they take the day off.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Is that?
Then they really enjoyed it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Can't get no moonshine, they have a time.
Oh, dear. Well, did they, what instruments did they play? A violin?
Violin.
And a guitar, banjo?
Guitar. I think it'd be a mandolin song. A few of them played, or accordion, I think.
Accordion?
Yes, a few of them did.
Did you ever hear of a dulcimer?
No.
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 I thank you. You're verifying something. Okay. I believe the dulcimers were used only down in North Carolina.
No, I never heard that.
No. Do you recall any of the tunes that they played?
The tunes? Oh.
Turkey in the Straw?
Turkey in the Straw, hee-haw-haw. Uh-huh. And another set of, Billy Goat, he came in church from off the line. He caught them church up and caught like the 99.
Hey, that's a new one. How did the rest of it go?
Oh, we're all just repeating that several times.
Uh-huh. That's a good square dancing tune, isn't it?
Indeed, amen.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, now, did you ever see anybody get bitten by a snake?
Well, I never saw anybody get bitten by a snake. I've seen dogs bit a snake. Yeah. Never saw anybody bit.
I was just wondering what medicine they use for a snake bite. Would you know?
Yeah, well, they put turpentine on them. Took the rag and turpentine and tied around over.
Did that take care of it?
I don't know, take care of all of them. Like they said, the turpentine would turn the turpentine green.
Hmm. Okay. Do you know of any other herbs and medicines that they used?
Oh.
Would they give them turpentine and sugar if they had a cold?
And corn and sugar. And a little turpentine with it. You hang, take a little walnut, put the poke, hang around the neck, and get cold off.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It's there.
Did you ever hear of any of them getting diphtheria or any of those things?
No, I never heard of them getting diphtheria. Okay. So if I had fever.
Yeah. Do you know what they did for the fever?
Oh, I didn't think it, sir. Didn't give them much to eat. I know that.
Uh-huh. Starve a fever. Feed a cold and starve a fever. Right.
They didn't give much to eat.
Did they go barefoot in the summer?
Yes, well. Five quarters of summer time.
And in the winter they wore shoes.
They wore shoes in winter time.
Did you ever hear of them having these metal, sort of like a little horseshoe on their heel? Did you ever see that?
Yes, I see them have a saw on the heel that said, was called a stone boot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That is, now they must have had a blacksmith somewhere around, did they?
Oh, 10 miles away.
Down at the foot of the mountain?
Yes, the foot of the mountain.
Okay. How about doctors?
Oh, they never got a doctor unless they had to have him. If you had a doctor real day, it wouldn't go be there occasionally. It was not very often. Or no, take it out to us.
All right. How would they get a hold of the doctor?
Oh, they just go out and inquire for a doctor. Couldn't call him on the phone. He'd have him on. You know what the phone was?
Yeah.
He used a doctor a certain place. He'd go to the place and wait till he'd come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but y'all doctor always tell you a little tale. But a man, I used to have big fights with my mother. On Saturday, get up outside and have a big fight. Man worked the day before. Yet Saturday, the next Saturday, called somebody to come in with him. He'd have a big fight. Knocked everything in the pieces. Going home that evening, had two of these fights on the way home. There's an old man up there one time. He and another fella had about 2 miles to go home. And this year, him and this other man got the car. This old man got his knife out and whipped him right across his stomach right around there. He was all right. He goes, old man, go die. He just left, off left. Right there overnight, next morning, gathered his wheels, filled his up and leaves, and gone home. Got a doctor up in there. They showed him up, they thought he'd be all right, but he didn't eat very much. If you don't eat very much, you think you'd get all right. So about 4 days after, he got right sick. Got the doctor up in there to see him, says, well, what'd you eat? Oh, I wasn't eating very much. Well, what'd you have yesterday for dinner? Well, sir, I ate a cabbage and 2 corn pones. Is that what caused your trouble? He didn't have to eat that, but all right.
Yeah, the cabbage wasn't there.
Yeah, the cabbage, you know what a corn bowl is?
Yeah, uh-huh.
He cooked 2 corn bowls and he ate a cabbage.
Hey, speaking of that, did they make ash cakes?
Huh?
Did they make ash cakes?
Sometimes they did, that's right. That's right.
Were they good?
Ash cakes. Ash is also very good on the inside, it was very good.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard on the outside, but.
Yeah. Did they make sorghum?
Not up in that mountain, they did, no mountain.
Mm-hmm.
He's making a sorghum in there.
Yeah. Okay, now, did they chop down trees?
Yeah, they cut out trees, I'm telling you. Cut in the wood.
Would they sell those for poles then for the railroad or what?
Oh, the telephone poles. What's got over there? I think the telephone lines cut them poles. And some of them, they took them to the sawmill over there and got some railroad ties out and sold them to the railroad.
Yeah. Did they peel the bark off of the trees and sell it to the tanneries?
Yes, ma'am. You can peel water bark. It was chestnut and black oak bark. Mm. You can peel that off.
Yeah, right. Now, what were their duties to take as they were your tenant farmers?
Yes, ma'am.
So what were their duties?
To tend these cattle and salt and see that they're all in.
Uh-huh. Were they supposed to help keep the meadows free of trees?
Oh, a big fence. And every once in a while, they have bushes, patch of bush won't cut off, they cut off that bush.
Yeah.
And once in a while, they have a spring up by one where the fence around where water's going around it.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do that.
Did you see to it that they were supplied with things for the winter to take care of them?
Not always, don't matter.
No. They were on their own.
They're on their own.
Yeah.
They're on their own.
Yeah, okay. They didn't own the land then where they lived. They didn't own the land.
Oh, no, they don't own anything. They don't own anything at all. One piece up there. Come by and walk a little piece, but not very much.
Yeah. Most of them have a spring near their house?
Yes, ma'am. That's the only one they used up our spring.
The water was pure,
wasn't it? Yes, it was pure. It was cold sometimes. It was too cold to drink sometimes.
Yeah. Do you know if there was much intermarriage, like if first cousins were marrying first cousins?
Yes, the mother thought of it. Thought of
it. Yeah.
And some of them married her. Nieces. Some of them married their nieces.
Were their minds affected by this? Were there many mentally retarded?
Yes, a good many of them were retarded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think that accounted for some of this fighting that went on Saturday night?
No, it's just get mad at each other. Sometimes just wait to see who's the best man. Who's the best man?
How would they fight? With knives or their fists or what?
Fists. You get a walker, can't you? Walker wood.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of this custom that they used to, when they'd get mad if somebody would rock them?
Yes, indeed. They'd rock them. Each a man sometimes. And another thing I found out getting up there, well, one man's, all men certain customers and sell liquor to. Yeah, one man going to get that man's customer and some liquor to right there fell out right there. And he did go have a fight over that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be darned. I'm going to look at my notes because I have many other questions to ask you.
Okay.
Did they use a plow when they gardened?
No, just a shovel plow. It was a plow where it had a wooden beam in it. It had a run and the end went down to shovel on and two handles on it. Single shovel plow is all they used.
So the ground wasn't that rocky.
It wasn't hard. The soil was right rocky, which was root dirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They moved the rocks out of the garden.
Oh, yeah. I picked them up together.
Yeah. And they made their stone fences with those?
No, just pile them up some more. Didn't make them fences out of them at all.
Do you know if there was much stealing that went on?
I don't know if any stealing going on that much at all.
Did they have locks on their doors?
No. They didn't lock the door at all. The way we called them, they lay open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you say the people then were pretty honest?
Yes, I'd say they're very honest.
What would happen if a man started going around with another man's wife?
Oh, that fellow said he got in trouble. That's deep. And you'd want to get in trouble with people with that. You'd want to drink liquor with them. You'd want to talk to his wife, either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In other words, they were very protective of
them. Oh, that's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Okay. Did they ever tell any ghost stories or anything like that?
Not very much. Not very much.
They didn't.
Not very much.
And they weren't superstitious in there.
No, I wasn't superstitious, anything like that. No.
Have you any idea where these people came from before they started being working for your family?
Oh, they were raised right in the mountain. Raised right up in the mountain there. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Treasure Mountain, that's north of where we was. It's packed all treasures in that, on that mountain. Mm-hmm. Another place, a hard one called Shiflin Hall.
Called what?
Shiflin.
Shiflin
Hall.
Uh-huh.
Another place over there called Carrison Hall.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When somebody died, did they do any embalming?
No, ma'am. They do embalming at all.
And they kept the body right in the house?
I didn't know. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Somebody go up and make a box. There's a coffin for it.
Mm-hmm. And then they, after that, they'd all go to, when they buried him, did they all stay right there at the scene until he was covered?
Oh, yeah, they'd take him all a couple miles to bury him away.
Yeah.
Sometimes they go very far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they'd always stay there, he's covered up.
Okay. And then would they use rocks or did they buy monuments?
Or just put rocks in. Come up, didn't weigh anything.
You know, that's a shame, isn't it? Because it,
yes, ma'am.
It would have told a lot.
Yes, indeed.
Do you know what were any of their causes of death?
Oh, some just died of old age.
Yeah.
Some died of fever.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. How about their courtship? Did you ever see any fella courting a girl?
I never saw very much of it, no well.
You never thought of courting any of those girls?
No, sir. Oh, I never were. No well. Yes, they used to be up there. Go take a girl up for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they give orders. Oh, wow, what come in there? 6-8 miles to your girl. Walk in.
Yeah. And why didn't you ever consider going with any of those girls? Weren't they pretty?
Oh, well, some were looking very good looking. They got fixed up.
Yeah.
But they didn't fix themselves up at all. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know how to do all they knew, or how to hold court, and go up new ground.
Mm-hmm.
Pick greens and such as that, so all they do. They know anything about keeping the house strong.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't keep good house.
No, no. So it was a while ago, but they had cooked up in the house, sitting behind the door. Right there, where chickens roosted on out there, cooked up.
Hmm.
At night, you go to bed, old man, they fat, they turn chickens. No, keep sure. I'm kicking the horn and turn the tail down. It did.
Well,
that's right.
That's some way to keep a house.
And they had a hole and gone out and she could come in and go out.
Yeah. Huh. How about the pigs? Did the pigs wander loose or were they penned up?
Oh, they were where they want to. All the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Get up, get naked.
Did the families have a cow?
Yes, you know about a cow. Somebody's first of a cow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would they have more than one cow?
Some of them had two. Some of them only had one.
Yeah. You'd think they'd raise more hogs, wouldn't you, so that they'd have enough to go over the winter?
Oh, it'd get hard to sell hogs. The pigs, well, that's very big.
Mm-hmm.
They keep sometimes keep one or two hogs in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. didn't take care of the leaf, didn't sort it, so it's wild.
Did any of them know how to be stonemasons?
No, none of you knew anything about stonemasons at all. Oh, gee.
In other words, all they really knew was gardening.
That's gardening. Cutting brush.
Yeah.
Building fence and such as that. That's about all they did. Hold a corn.
Did they have a school near them?
Yes, it was a school about right 2 or 3 miles from where they lived.
Do you know the number of months the school was open?
Oh, I 4 or 5 months at school.
In the winter, that
was? Yes,
that
was one time, but bad, didn't have it in school.
No. How, do you know what grade it went through?
I don't know what grade, I don't know.
Did they all go to that school?
No, ma'am. A lot of them didn't go to school. A lot of them didn't go to school in life, I don't know.
Yep. That's the tragedy. They didn't. Church. Did they have a church near?
A church in about, well, it was kind of a schoolhouse. About 2 or 3 miles where they lived.
Would they go regularly?
No, they didn't go very regularly. Didn't have a church up only in the summertime. Had such a school up there.
Only in the summer?
Yes, it was in the summer.
Then when they wanted to get married, what would they do?
They'd go to Charlottesville, come to Harrisonburg, get the license and married, and go back home.
Gee. Okay. When they had a death, would a minister come up there for it, or would they not bother?
Sometimes they have a minister, some of friends would come in and say a few words, that's about all they had.
Do you know if any of them left the mountain to work other places, like if they would go into Elkton to work at places, or?
Oh, yes. I knew several of them come up. Some of them come up the mountain and work through the summer. In the fall, they come back in the mountain, stay in the mountain. We're in the mountain. From good way back in Cummins and Hammermill. Up in Soapville, you used to get sawmills in Soapville. Mm-hmm. You'd come up there for it. And the rubber would cut the hole.
Were the snows deeper at that time than they are now?
I think they were, yes, ma'am.
I thought so, too. I've heard some tales of houses literally covered.
Yes, ma'am, you did all the bad souls this country. 10 miles away, too.
Did they put bells on their cows?
Earlier they did. Later they didn't.
I wonder why they stopped.
Well, the cattle was there. Built a fence around his cattle. They didn't get out what they did. They put bells on them and just turn them loose in the mountain. They didn't know where they wanted to. That's where they found them.
Yeah.
Hear that bell ringing.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the idea that they use the bells to keep the snakes away?
No, I never heard that. I've heard it to keep the bears away. Sure.
Were there bears there?
Yes, ma'am. Bears in that mountain. Yes, yes, ma'am.
You're sure there were bears there?
I never saw them. They said there were bears. There's up in there. Found around the corn truck in the morning.
Bless you. Okay, what other animals were up there?
Oh, coons, foxes, wildcats,
squirrels,
gallows, polecats.
Did they hunt any of them?
Hunt coons quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Would they eat the coons?
Yes, ma'am, eat the coons.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to eat the
coons? Oh, no, thank you. Do you know how they cook that coon? You wouldn't know, would you?
I don't know how it tasted. I ever cooked. Oh, I did.
Was it good?
Yes, that's very good. Very good.
Did they ever catch live rabbits and sell those?
Oh, they always killed them and sold.
Killed them and sold?
Yes, sir. Killed them, take the insides out and take them and sold and sell.
Mm-hmm.
It's self-pointed of that.
How about berries? Did they have a lot of huckleberries?
Yes, they used to pick a lot of huckleberries out of them. Take them out and sell.
Did they start fires to keep the huckleberries coming?
I rode a fire cutting to keep the huckleberries going, it said.
Yeah.
Right. I was set out to watch the fires you could all wipe out and rock.
Yeah, right. Yeah, do you know how much they got for those huckleberries when they sold them?
Oh, I can't remember just what they got for them. I think about. I back in them days, I was a kid, got one, 12 or 15 cents a gallon.
Yeah. That was a lot of work for 12 or 15 cents, wasn't it?
You know, I took them berries out. You sell them?
Uh-huh.
And you carry them in a mark. Take a mark, you know, tree, off the tree, if I can't figure it out, cut down the side, peel that mark out, down about 2.5 feet long, pop that thing out. Put leaves up, leaves, corn, leaves, berries up, and they took them out.
I'll be done.
Yes, boss, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They were very self-sufficient then, weren't they?
Oh, they could be. Could be.
Yeah. I wonder how they learned so many of the things that they did.
From the fathers, as the added down to.
Uh-huh. Did you enjoy it when you would go up there?
Oh yes, I could kick out of the mountain.
Uh-huh.
I still like it in the mountain.
Sure.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. I used to go up there. Oh, if I wanted to in some time.
Yeah.
Go up in there and build fence and cut work.
Mmm. Now, did you ever encounter any fleas or anything like that when you slept up there overnight? Did they ever have any fleas?
Hey, what?
Fleas, you know.
Oh, yeah. And bedbugs too. That's right. <rare. laughs> You get bedbugs to eat the bedroom, Dad. Yeah. Dad will bring them home with me.
Yeah. Well, then they, as you said, they didn't keep house very good, but were the people themselves pretty clean? Did they do laundry regularly?
Yeah, it's very regular. All family was clean all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did they make their own soap?
Yes, they made their own soap.
Uh-huh. Did they ever use that in case they got poison ivy?
I don't know whether you used that poison ivy or not. I don't know.
Oh, you never got poison ivy.
Oh, yes, I had poison ivy.
What would you do for it?
You take this whole rice and soap and wash it off.
That's what I said.
Indeed.
Sure.
Indeed.
Uh-huh.
Indeed. You used to make a lot of rice soap in this country.
Yeah.
A lot of rice soap.
Yeah. Now, let's see. Did they do any fishing?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. They had a lot of fishing over there.
Uh-huh.
Yes, indeed. You can catch me caught, or catch crickets, catch fish with.
Yeah. Would they do this on a Sunday? Or?
Anytime they want fish, you go out and get them.
In other words, they didn't worry about
them. No, no. Oh, they got a catch in Britain, they got about 50.
You know, it sounds as though these people sort of just enjoyed life and didn't worry about tomorrow.
They didn't worry about tomorrow. Oh, sir. God, let's go back somebody. You know, where they were quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, all right. Now you would walk up there, or would you ride your horse?
I ride. Sometimes I ride in a buggy. Sometimes I go horseback. Sometimes I walk.
Oh, you could go by buggy?
Yes, ma'am.
Then they had a road up to there.
There's a rough road. All the road.
Ah. When they carried supplies down from the store up to their homes, would they carry it on their backs or on horseback?
Sometimes they haul a load of sled. They got a horseback, sometimes they carry it up, sometimes they had a sled. A horse couldn't take it up.
Yeah. Okay. All right, now. Do you know how these people adjusted when the park took over? How did they adjust to having to move out?
They didn't adjust to that at all. No, sir.
No.
They didn't adjust to it at all. Some of them never lived very long. They've come out to us. Didn't live very long.
Have you followed up any of these
yes,
people?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Because yes.
They took them out by force, what you told me the other day. They forced the government took them out.
Yes, they took them up with them. Tied them, put them on a truck and hauled them out. And took them down there, had a little piece of ground down here, and I went forward. And drove and bought a piece of land here and built houses on.
Do you recall where that place was, Mrs. Patterson?
Huh?
Do you recall where that place was that they built the houses
yes,
on?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Down the hill. Up from Shenandoah, up in the mountain. Probably some kind of a road.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
And they didn't like it there?
No, sir. He liked it there at all. He didn't stay there either at all. No, sir.
Did they move away from there?
Yes, they went away from there.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
You say you kept in touch with these people?
Yes, ma'am.
Are any of them still alive?
No, I'm alive down the road.
Mm.
Yes, I know one. Know one over here in Harrison.
Who?
Miley Frazier.
Miley Frazier.
Miley. M-I-L-E-Y.
M-I-L-E-Y. Frazier.
Yes, sir.
And he lives where?
East of Harrison, Virginia.
Harrison?
Harrison. Yes, sir. That's a little place over between Garland and Waynesboro.
10-340.
Okay. Do you know if he has a telephone?
No, ma'am, don't have a telephone.
All right. I have been doing all the asking, and you have a lot of memories, and I would love to have you just talk and tell about, well, your first, when you would get up there, what would you be doing?
First, I think it had to be late in the evening.
Uh-huh.
I just get ready to spend the night there. Next morning, I get an axe or a crowbar shovel, go dig more so. Take an axe and go cut marsh, either one.
Yeah.
You never do that, get up cow. It's all in. Rave in and saw. Trouble to get out, have to move out of tail. Get them cattle back in the pasture.
Mm-hmm. Was it our job finding the cattle? Was it
sometimes that's our job. Sometimes them cattle get up in the fall year, get cold, grass getting short, they come up from out there around the altar. The gang is ill. Or around Island Ford. They have to go and get them cattle up, bring them in here.
Grandpa tell her that when you knew them, they knew you, they let you in, but if a stranger came, they questioned it, even if they came with you. Do you remember you talked about that?
Yes, indeed. I don't know what I'm talking about. We went up Gardos, in Ground Gap, Trouble Mountain, and I returned left. We were about 4 miles in there. Trouble Street place, I had to go up. always on Midianite. Just got on top, somebody tell us what, he came to a horse. He said, whoa, I said, well, who are you? I said, who I was, that's all right, go ahead. Somebody didn't know it, send him back when you go in there.
Okay, how would they keep those people out?
They just watch them fire. Just watch them fire. They come in there, they got out. That's it. Yes, your revenue men used to come in and call a lot of trouble for a moment.
That was probably the main reason they didn't like
the
strangers.
That's it. Lord, down here, Robert Gainesville, up there one time, he caught a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
For us, lots of feed, yes, we cattle, or cows and horses.
Yeah.
Came trouble running through the field, and put them all stirred up. But finally, he come back in there in a couple of days. You know, he dug a hole and chopped them up. He go kill him, put him in there, hole and cut him up. But all saved him, he didn't come in that day. That's all saved him.
These were the rough people, weren't they?
Yeah, oh, because down on the mountain there, run a little milk. Even selling a lot of grain, those moon tires, making liquor. Well, you should have got a warrant in your place, take me to court. You go take me anywhere. I will take you right now. Said, wait a minute, go on. You got his gun. Man looked up, and 6-8 men standing around with his gun and pointed on him. He took him out, he wasn't going to be any longer. The other fellow over there, making moonshine up in the hall. He went into the house. That little boy, his father's out here. Yeah, he's down here for you. Up the hall right here. Said, you take me up there? Yes, I'll take you up there. Started up the hall, but finally it's all crazy. That is broke. Thank you. Said, what happened here? Well, the covered man in here the other day, his father killed him, buried him in that hole. That man didn't go to the bullet, he took it away.
I have heard that they would not put up with any colored people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did they have any superstitions of any kind?
I never heard of any superstitions. Never heard anything about that.
Here's a silly, it's going to seem like a silly question, but I do need the answer to it. We see a lot of ladders, and they took pictures of the homes before they tore them down.
Yes, sir.
And there are a lot of them that have ladders up there.
Uh-huh.
Do you know why those ladders were up against the chimney?
Just get up on a truck, try to have a ladder up there, a whole chimney up, give them all down. And some had that ladder up there to get more room with.
Uh-huh. It wasn't because they were afraid of fire.
No, it wasn't afraid of fire, huh? No.
Did they ever take great big logs and stuff them down the chimney and have them just burn all night? Did you ever hear of that?
I never heard of putting them down the chimney. They used to be a great big fireplace. Oh, great big thing. Great deep back in there. You cut the whole dryer 6-7 feet long.
Uh-huh.
One up one door and two. Couldn't carry them in, so tie a chain around the end, pull a chain through the house, put a horse on the other side, and drag that thing in.
Yeah.
Boy, then rolled up on the fireplace. That was even crazy, the big place. A lot of big fires in all the fireplaces.
Yeah. Okay. Did they cook on the fireplace?
Some of them did. Some of them did not.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the women were good cooks?
Well, the education they had, they were very good cooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have much education. About how to teach anything. Anything that way at all.
Did you ever hear the women making their own yeast?
Making their meat?
Yeast.
Huh?
Yeast.
Oh.
You use in bread.
Yes, I'm used to make that in this country, right here. I used to make the stuff over that country, not so much. They made your normal cornbread over that. It ain't much wheat bread, it's all cornbread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. This has been absolutely beautiful. Can you think of anything that I haven't asked you? Did you walk ever down further in the mountains down toward Waynesboro?
Yes, indeed. I was down toward Waynesboro one time and watched the cattle there over there. Johnny hit a big run. I said, oh, I see what's behind him. Well, over there one evening, we would find these cattle tall. So, next day I saw a track of them. When he come towards me, he was on top of them, hands long on top. I was told these, tracking them cattle. I hope you're right back at Doom, up on the mountain.
Wow.
Yeah. Field, right one evening. And I think he looked at these cattle. Three of them in the field, the other side, that's the road. I grabbed them cattle, trying to get them out of there. I couldn't get them out. Fall. Turned there which way, and I couldn't get them out. Opened the fence up, I couldn't get them out there. Plus dark. I took the firing all the side of my horse, tied him up to choke. I laid down the side of the rope and slipped out. I said, oh, cut, 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 I see the man. Plus dark. And so, next morning, didn't have any breakfast for self, didn't have feed them all, at all. Man come along there next morning. He and I finally got these cattle up, started down Gold Doom. I bought them cattle on a year that day. Yes, that.
Were there many houses along there?
No, it wasn't any houses across the mountain. Get out of the mountains, good way to have all that.
Yeah, but on the mountain there weren't many.
Oh, what about what they have?
Uh-huh.
Down, further down, as straight as that mountain, land got where Richard was, wasn't rocky. There's no house in that rocky because they already had all got all the spirit land, more straight.
All right, well, I don't know how to thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome to that. Whatever I told you.
Oh, no, you really don't know. And Mrs. Patterson, you have been very, very sweet.
Well, actually, I have been telling Grandfather that I wanted to do this because some of these old stories, you know, I have heard most of them before. But where you have the advantage is you know how to ask the key questions. Now, we just talk about it as we stumble across it.
Have you any that you have know that he has not told me?
That right now?
Yeah.
No, I can't think of anything that he hasn't told you except that, as I see it, they had a little kingdom there within themselves, these people.
Mm-hmm.
And which they sort of guarded. You know, and I wanted you to tell them that as a stranger you just did not walk in there.
Yes.
And they evidently had a system of communication, according to what Grandfather tells me, because regardless from where you came in, there was always somebody that spotted you before you even came to the key spots. That's the way it was, Grandpa, wasn't it?
Yes. I was a half a mile before you came to the house. Or the reason why you see the house. But how did you know? Recognize who we are. I heard you coming. But you can build double mountain.
Yeah.
and it supplies the lady.
And I see it sort of as a tragedy that they were just taken out of there by force, because I feel it would not be a lifestyle that I would care for, but for them it was good and right, and probably a simple life.
It was a very fine life that they had.
Yes, indeed.
There's only one problem. To make a national park, you have to make it available to everyone. And if they had allowed the people to stay, hikers would have walked through their fields, hikers would have left gates open, and cattle would have strayed all over the place.
Sure.
And they would not have been happy then.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no alternative with this. But it is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. To them it was an end of an era, and it was little, as he, Grandfather points out, they were, had little training and were ill-equipped for life, as I see it.
That's right. With even the lack of schooling, because they hadn't felt school was that important to them. Do you know whether any of the children of these people that were moved out, how they made out?
There was a school where there was something, I don't think there was very much.
Mm-hmm.
There was something.
Yeah.
Yes,
I imagine they were eventually absorbed, you know.
Yes. Well, quite a number have gone on to become dentists, doctors,
right.
Lawyers.
I imagine there was a lot of encounters that were completely lost.
That's right.
Maybe the children. They probably had good minds, they were just untrained.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were smart their way. You know, it is smart.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were, don't they?
Well, I thank you again.
Just may I ask again what, who you are with?
I am with...